Siddur is generously sponsored by our dear friends, the Mueller family, in memory of Henry Mueller, Shimon ben Pinchas, and as well by Yelal Avram Forman for Shlema Hadassah Rachel Bas Chana Golda. We're on the addendum of the Amida Lokai Netzor, and we last left off with the phrases Aseh Leman Shemecha, Aseh Leman Yeminecha, Aseh Leman Kedushasecha, and Aseh Leman Torasecha, that the Torah tells us a person who says it sincerely with all their heart and with all their focus, Ein Tfilaso Chazeres Rekam, that tefillah will not be emptied, Zocha Mekaba Panei Ashkina, will merit to receive the divine presence. We ask the question, why does Hashem need our advice? This is the argument we're making. I say we're telling him, you know, maybe we don't deserve it. Don't answer us positively, favorably because of us, but do it for you. Leman Shemecha, Leman Yiminecha, Leman Kedushasecha, Leman Tarasecha. And we explained why, because when we express, as the Gra says throughout tefillah, when our real, sincere, heartfelt tefillah is because of Tzar Hashchina, it's not because of what we're missing, it's because we perceive that this world in Gullus, this world in exile, when there's an absence of appreciation or recognition of Hashem, we're asking Him to take care of us so we can be empowered to fulfill our mission. Our mission is, which is to serve Him. So that's the background to why we say it, why it's so important, why we have to pay attention to it. But what do the words actually mean? So the Bach, in his commentary on the Torah, writes, Shabosan daladvar miyached raglei hamerkava, because with these four assays, we are actually alluding to, we are providing for the four legs of the chariot of Hashem. Leman Shemecha, Yatar, Simincha, Chesed, Torascha, Tiferes, Kedushasecha, Gvura, and the Levush says similarly as well. That is the approach and that is the opinion of the Bach, however you fully understand that or what it means. The Yesod V'Shorash Avoda writes, he brings the tour and he adds, Achai v'rei, bevadai gadol ma'alosin shel kol anali, hakavon Hashem v'lo amirosam v'sivsosov levad. That these words at the end of the Amida are not about mumbling them, saying them, discharging them. It's about appreciating them, knowing what those words mean, and paying attention, having kavanah when saying them. And what is that? Asei l'man shemecha means yechavein odem b'leiv nishbar ma'od al shmo HaKadosh Baruch HaMechul al ata ben agayim ovdei psilim. Person should be heartbroken. When you say Asei l'man shemecha, your heart should hurt. You look around the world that is increasingly godless, that is less recognizing Hashem, His values, His principles, His ideals. You look around the world increasingly filled with atheists, those who are redefining truths and axioms against Hashem's will and against our Torah, HaKadosha. And a person should feel the pain, that Shechinta Begalusa, the Shechin is in Galus. You see a world that's struggling to see, to feel, to find, and to have fidelity to Hashem. So Aseh Leman Shemecha, Hashem, do it for you, means not don't listen to us, do it for you, not for me. It's not like a cute argument we're making. What we're trying to demonstrate, what we're trying to communicate is, Hashem, my heart hurts. I'm in pain by the thought that Am Yisrael right now, the way the world talks about the Jewish people, the way the world talks about Israel, the way the world by extension is talking about you. If that's how they talk about we are chosen people, that's how they're talking about Him. So Aseh Leman Shemecha is, writes the Yisod V'Shor Sha'avoda, Lev Nishbar, a person should have a broken heart. Aseh Leman Yiminecha, Yichavin Kein Sha'ata Begolas Heshev Achor Yimina Ba'avonoseinu Rabim, that a person, when you say Leman Yiminecha, is let the might of your right hand be able to express itself. Here we are in the Golas, and Hashem chooses to remain hidden and concealed, and He could easily, He could easily eliminate our enemies, bring redemption, put everything in its right place. His right hand represents His strength, and He's choosing to conceal. He's considering to have a hester upon Him. So Aseh Leman Yiminecha means, Hashem, do it, let your right hand fully express itself. Set the world back in order. Let the world be the correct way up, not upside down. Aseh Leman Torasecha, Yechavin Al Shenimsar Ata Razei Ator V'Selaseha, L'chitzonim Rachmar L'Tzlan, V'yachnis Tzar Gadol B'Liba Ma'od Azeh. And Aseh Leman Torasecha means that the Torah has been, unfortunately, tragically distorted by too many who pervert and distort, who misrepresent, who misquote, who use it for the wrong reasons and the wrong things. So Aseh Leman Torasecha, all these are arguments, all four of the assays are why he should bring Geula. Enough, Genuk, end this Golus, end this exile, end its misery. Do it so your name can shine. Your brand is elevated. Everyone's attracted and drawn to you. Do it with your right hand. Do it. Show your power, your might. Do it your strength. Set the world back in order. Do it for your Torah. Don't let it be in the hands of the wrong people who are misquoting, misrepresenting, and distorting it. Nasei leman kedusha secha, yichavin gam ken kanal, shekedushasa mechulal ata bin agayim, that Hashem's holiness and sanctity, the right way of seeing and understanding the world, it's upside down. People's definition of holiness is inverse. It's opposite. It's backwards. People have lost. What's kedusha? Kedushin. Very basic institutions. Marriage. Definitions. Love. These things have been terribly distorted. Asei leman kedusha asecha means restore the concept of kedusha. Restore the concept, even in this gullus, of what it means to have sanctity, to serve you in our way, to serve you in the best way. So the Bach sees it as the four legs of the chariot. Yisod v'shor shavoda sees it in the four ways that we just described. I'll end by telling you the Rinas Chaim. The Rinas Chaim sees that the four references, the four assays the Torah speaks so highly of, reflect the four Avos HaKadoshim and David HaMelech. Avram is Chesed, Yaakov Teferis, Yitzchak is Gvura, and the Ateres David HaMelech. And these are the four assays, the four Midos, the core Midos through which Hashem interacts with and runs the world. And that's what we're invoking, is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David, the four Midos they have, which are the four legs of the Merkava, through the four Asay, let the world stand back on its legs. Let the world be right side up. Let the world look the way it was meant to. Let the world be a place of redemption. All of that is in that little, this little sentence we say at the end of the Amidah. The Chas V'Shalom is a throwaway. People are already beginning their three steps back. They're already done with the Amidah. But this is so important that a person says it with mindfulness and intention. That's what the Torah says, that we're zochet v'mekabel panei Hashchina, and others say that we won't be turned away empty-handed.